The following is a Hoop Ball presentation.
Plays it into Trey. 2 seconds wide. Trey Slaughter.
The show here on the Hoop Ball Network that is taking flight. We cover everything regarding the Atlanta Hawks. I'm your host, Brad Harden, recording live from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm recording this on Sunday, June 20th, ahead of tonight's Game 7. Up in Philadelphia, it will be played on TNT tonight with a tip-off set for 8.02 p.m. Eastern. We wanted to close things out on Friday here in Atlanta. We had the mayor there. We had the Migos there. Jack Harlow. All the stars. Atlanta showed up. And that did not happen on Friday night. It was very disappointing. We, as a whole team, on Friday night, did not do what we were supposed to do. And now, here we are, back in the city of brotherly love in Philadelphia, with nothing to lose. One game. And we can move forward, or we can go home and end our magical run tonight. We're going to try to close the series out tonight and move on to the Eastern Conference Finals. Why are we here right now? Why are we at a Game 7? And what do we need to do to win tonight? We're going to talk about these things after this plug for MyBookie. If you like losing money, turn this off right now. But if you love free bands, just like Super Future, then keep listening. Sports betting is getting huge across the nation, and all of my homies love to bet on games. There are a bunch of sites out there for sports betting, but all of my homies love MyBookie. Why? Because it's so easy to use. And since y'all my homies too, I'ma plug you. All my homies listening right now can sign up for MyBookie with the promo code HOOPBALL to unlock a 100% deposit match bonus. 100%, just like an A+ in school. Hopefully you got them, but if not, this your chance to get 100%. You like playing blackjack? There are some very fun and free blackjack tournaments, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. There is so much that you can do on MyBookie, and the best thing is that no cash is required to enter, and you can win up to $100 in daily challenges and up to $1,000 in weekly tournaments. So you want a chance at free cash money? Then again, my homies, sign up with the promo code HOOPBALL to unlock a 100% deposit match bonus and try to score some, in the words of Future, like I said earlier, free band. All right, and we are back. Game 6. But before I talk about Game 6, we all know Game 7 is one of the best things in all of sports. We know the game will be fierce. We know it will be competitive. Maximum effort, fight, resilience, adversity is going to come. Whatever you want to attach to a Game 7, it will occur tonight. And as a fan, as a spectator, whatever hat you're wearing tonight watching this game, it's going to be gut-wrenching. It's going to be exciting. It's going to be tense. It's going to be physical. And you may need to check your stress level throughout the game, your blood pressure, your temperature, all your vitals to make sure that you're not going to, pass out. Because this is going to be a must-watch game. Not just for Hawks fans, but for the NBA in general. And if you're an Atlanta Hawks supporter, Atlanta sports fan, resident of Atlanta, Georgia, doesn't matter. This is a very, very huge moment in as far as the development of this team and where it can go. This can be the defining moment for this team and this franchise for the next 5 years. And the Hawks must be ready for that moment. We had a chance Friday. We had a chance. We knew Philly was going to fight. We knew that. We knew that their bench was going to be better. We knew that Tobias Harris was going to have 4 points again. We knew that. We knew that Ben Simmons was going to try to make his free throws. We knew that Joel Embiid is going to focus on his free throws. We knew that Philly was going to do better on Friday night. We knew what we must do, who we needed to stop, and who needed to step up. And what do? We fall short. We fall short. But you know what? That's the past now. We still fought to the end on Friday night. And that's no question. You cannot question the fight in this Atlanta Hawks team. They fought to the end. I mean, Trae Young was shooting the lights out. Literally shot the lights out. And then after the lights came back on, the Hawks pretty much went the same. Momentum kind of shifted. That gave Philly a chance to kind of, you know, regroup after that punch in the mouth from that dagger three that Trae Young did before the lights went off in State Farm Arena. However, execution was not there for the Hawks on Friday night. Whether it was hitting shots, defending, seizing key moments in the game, the Hawks just did not do that. And again, like I said, Philadelphia was going to give a great effort on Friday night. But the Hawks had home court advantage, the series lead, confidence after not playing entirely well the last two games, still coming out with wins. We lose that game, but you know what? We know that we don't have to play a perfect game to win tonight. And that should give us confidence. The Hawks are going to need to do some things to win Game 7. And like I said, I'm not going to relive Game 6 entirely, but I'm going to point to keys and adjustments to learn from Game 6 that we need to see in Game 7 tonight. What needs to happen in order to avoid the result in Game 6 where the Hawks lost 104-99 to Philadelphia? The glaring thing, free throws. Now, the free throw differential between the two teams was only one free throw. Atlanta had one more free throw than Philadelphia on Friday night, which is a win because Philadelphia has been given a lot of calls this series. A lot. We had to capitalize on that. And when you're one of the better free throw shooting teams in the league and you shoot 54% from the charity stripe at home, that is extremely disappointing. And it was disappointing to watch on Friday night. No secret, Hawks, you have to hit your free throws. You have to. It's going to be even tougher tonight to hit your free throws. Pressure mounting. And the pressure is higher right now on the road in a Game 7. We cannot miss 11 free throws. Leave that to Ben Simmons. We, as the Atlanta Hawks, cannot miss 11 free throws. We have to capitalize at the charity stripe. Trae Young, as the leader, as one of the better free throw shooters on this team, you cannot miss any free throws tonight. That should be a goal. Get to the free throw line. Get some easy buckets. Do not miss. You cannot miss at all. And everybody else who gets to the free throw line, you have to key in on that shot and you have to make them. They're free for a reason. Go get it. Everybody loves free. I love free t-shirts in college. I got a whole bunch of t-shirts that I don't even need anymore because they are free. And I mean, honestly, because they're free, it's kind of harder to give away. But that's beside the point. Free throws are free. You got to make them. The bench for Atlanta showed up in Game 5. They showed up and pulled up to Philadelphia Game 5. Game 6, outside of Gallinari, and I'm going to say Onyeka Okongwu because of his defense and effort, no one else off the bench showed up for the Hawks. And I mean, at one point, Tyrese Maxey for the 76ers had as many points, which was 13, as the entire Hawks bench. That was a stat during the game on Friday night. Philly's bench did just enough to outplay Atlanta. It wasn't a huge differential between the benches, but Philly did just enough and got just enough out of their bench to beat the Atlanta Hawks. And that Hawks bench has to be ready tonight, especially with Bogdan Bogdanović questionable right now. We can certainly use Bogey. We can certainly use him, but he's going to have to be ready if he's going to play. If he's going to play, he's going to have to hit shots. He's going to have to put that knee aside, and he's going to have to give his all because, hey, there's going to be plenty of time to rest, and we'll help you out with minutes the next series, but if you're going to play, we're going to need you. But if not, Gallinari, Lou Will, Okongwu, Tony Snell, Solomon Hill, whoever comes off the bench, you must be ready tonight as we need everyone pulling on the rope. Everybody pulling on the rope, which is going to make my next point even stronger. It cannot be just Trae Young, who is consistent the entire game. Although Trae Young wasn't ultra efficient, he had 34 points, knocked down 5 three-pointers, had 12 assists, 5 rebounds, 3 steals, and 40 minutes. He's going to have to play big minutes again tonight. And I'm sure he's going to be ready. But it can't be just him. You're going to need more than 7 points from John Collins. He had a great game 5. Game 6 took a step back. And it's time to show up again, John Collins. We need you in a big way. Kevin Huerter, who had 17 points. Looking at the stats, if you didn't watch the game, you're like, wow, Huerter had 17. That's great. He had 15 of those 17 points in the first half. He had 2 points the rest of the way. And if Bogey's going to be out, Kevin Huerter is going to be the key for the Hawks winning tonight. He has to knock down those big shots, knock down those threes, score at all 3 levels, get to the rim, be aggressive. His mid-range game is very underrated. He is great in the mid-range game. Knock down your mid-range shots. Be a triple threat, and he's getting better and better on the defensive end. Continue to put effort on ball defense. Continue to be great as an off-ball defender. Kevin Huerter is going to be key. And like I said, he played 44 minutes in game 6. He's going to play a lot of minutes again. So it's time to step up in these big moments, Kevin Huerter. We're going to need you. And I've been advocating for you. There have been many times they've overlooked you in this series where you've been open and they have not been guarding you. Now, with the lights brighter, the moment bigger, I would love to see you step up into this role. We're going to need Capella's defense. We're going to need Gallo's continued consistent scoring because he's been playing well the last few games as far as scoring the ball. But again, it's going to be a team effort and everyone must show up. And here's the big thing, execute. We got to knock down big shots and key moments. There are so many key moments throughout the games in this series where the Hawks were getting good looks and they need to execute and they don't. Game 7 is the game you need to hit those shots. You cannot shoot below 35% from 3 tonight. You have to get clean looks and you got to make those looks. You cannot shoot below 43% from the field. You can't shoot 41% from the field like you did in game 6. You're going to have to make shots. And we know the Hawks can do it. We know that they are a great jump shooting team. And when they're hot, they're hot. They're going to need to get hot tonight. They're going to have to make those shots, break that Philly defense, use ball movement, get the team assist up. They're going to have to get everybody involved so that it's a spread out attack. And you're going to have to make your shots because here's the thing. If we don't, this great run that we had is over. The season's going to be done. And I sure as hell don't want to I don't want to talk about next year. I don't want to talk about next year. I want to continue to talk about actual Hawks basketball, playoff basketball, Eastern Conference Finals versus the Bucks, who stole one in Brooklyn over the Nets. That should give the Hawks confidence. Tonight, the road team won a game 7 in the East. It's time for another road team to win a game 7 here in the East for the Hawks. I don't want to turn the page on the season yet. And I don't think these boys want to either. So you're going to have to knock down your shots and execute. That's going to be the key word today in the program. And as far as what we need to do as far as keying in on Philadelphia. Again, Embiid is Embiid. He's virtually unguardable. He didn't have a crazy game in game 6. He had great acting. He deserves an Oscar. And he was a bully. Maybe not a lot of actual basketball bullying, but he was a bully in game 6. We cannot fall for them antics. And I want to say something else on this program, but I'm going to keep it PG. We cannot fall for his antics. Bump that. If he's scoring less than 25 points, we got to take advantage of that. If he's not hitting his jump shots consistently, we have to take advantage of that. Because Capella played pretty good defense on him. And he must keep up that defense, but don't let Embiid dictate the game. Don't let Embiid dictate the refs. Bump that. I don't care if he's an MVP candidate. I don't care his size. I don't care about his shot. I don't care about his post presence. I don't care if he worked with Olajuwon or whoever to get that wonderful footwork. I don't care. It's game seven. You need to shut him down. I am tired of seeing him. I am tired of his junk. And Atlanta should be too. So you need to come out and you need to hit that man in the mouth and you need to respond on their floor, take his soul, and take game seven to move on and send those boys home. I know you can feel this energy on a Sunday. It's a lot of energy. I'm excited, I'm jacked up, but I'm tired of Embiid, and Hawks should be too. The X factor for Philadelphia, Tobias Harris. After 4 points in game five, you knew he was going to be aggressive. You knew he was going to show up. He got 20 shots up in game six, scored 24 points. We got to limit him. He's going to be the key for Philadelphia winning. We're going to have to continue to make things tough on Tobias Harris, make it a game five performance, not a game six performance. But hey, even if he's scoring under 20 points, it gives the Hawks a shot to win. So we're going to have to limit Tobias Harris. We're going to have to do something to slow down Seth Curry. Something. He's been torching us the entire series. We have to stay attached to him. We have to be physical on him, make him uncomfortable, contest his shots, whatever we need to do. We need to keep him from scoring 20-plus points. He's been having a field day from the floor with the jump shots, with the three-point shots. We're going to have to do something. We have to keep him below 17 points to give ourselves a shot to win, and we need to continue to play tough on Ben Simmons. All in all, just be ready tonight, Hawks. Be ready. Because you know what needs to be done. You know how to do it. And now it's time to execute. Execution was the issue in game six. And if it persists as an issue in game seven, we're going to lose this game. That's all what it comes down to it. Because you know this team's going to fight. You know this team's going to scratch, claw, and they're not going to be afraid of these bullies up in Philadelphia. And they're ready for the moment. But you have to be ready for this game seven. You have to be ready to execute. It's been building to this moment throughout the entire series. You've won two games on the road in Philadelphia. Why not a third one? We love being the villains. We love the hostile crowds. We went to Madison Square Garden. We heard the chants and did what we had to do on our home floor. We've done it twice in Philadelphia. We are built for this moment, but we got to execute. There's no rah-rah speech. There's no Mike's secret stuff from Space Jam. Just go out and execute. Leave no doubt. Like on this show today, I am leaving no doubt that I'm giving my all of my effort to this program to get you ready for tonight and get you jacked up for this game. Whether you are in Philadelphia, here in Atlanta, watching at a home, at a bar, wherever you're watching it across the country, you know that I left no doubt on this program. So that's what you hope the Hawks will do tonight. Leave no doubt. And I'm going to leave a lot of optimism because that's all we can do. And I'm going to always leave some optimism on this program. We can win this game. We certainly can. We've made it harder on ourselves. Now it's a game seven, but we can damn sure win a game seven in Philadelphia. Bump all of that. We're not worried about Simmons. We know Embiid is human. We know Tobias is human. We know Curry is human. Make him human. Execute, get in the grill. And I'm ready for this game. I know McMillan's ready for this game. I know this team's ready for this game. And let's go out and let's go win game seven. Let's go win game seven, okay? And if you love what you heard today, give us 5 stars. Give us a good review. Share it. Tell everybody before tonight about this program. Listen to this show. Get jacked up. Get ready for the game. Know the keys of what the Hawks have to do to win this game. And you know what? Continue to support the program after this. Win or lose, continue to support the program. We're going to have great content no matter what. So follow us at HoopBallHawks on Twitter. That is at HoopBallHawks. Follow myself, Brad Jarrett 67 on Twitter. That's Brad, J-A-R-R-E-T-T 67. I love the love. I love the support. Continue to support. But support these boys tonight. And boys, let's be ready. Let's be ready. Sheesh! Let's go, Hawks.